Welcome to episode 28 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. So I want to thank you for stopping by and taking a minute to listen to the podcast this week, and hope everybody's doing well. And this week I'm smoking what I consider to be a really good cigar. This is an above average cigar in my mind anyway, and it is the Oliva Siri V Maduro. So let me go ahead and go on over to the website and read the description for you. It says, centered around formidable Nicaraguan Ligeros, which lay beneath a sweet and spicy San Andres wrapper, the Siri V Maduro carries the consistency in quality and flavor Oliva cigars are known for. This combination renders layers of richness and complexity, in spite of its power, making it a must-smoke. And the wrapper is the Mexican San Andres. The binder and filler are both Nicaraguan, and it has a 95 rating, which I would agree with. Sizes are Torpedo, 6x54, and the Toro, which I'm smoking, is a 6x50. Double Toro is a 6x60, and the Double Robusto is a 5x54. And that is the description from the Oliva website, which I'll have linked up in the show notes as I always do. So now let's go ahead and get back into What Does God Want? By Dr. Mike Heiser, back in Chapter 7. This week's section is entitled, Are There Other Ways to Be Saved? I more or less just answered this, but I want to approach the question from a different angle. God offers forgiveness, salvation, and everlasting life with Him for free. It's not something earned or deserved. In fact, it cannot be earned or deserved. What's required is belief, or faith, putting one's trust in God's promise and the completeness of what Jesus did. But believing the gospel means not believing other teachings or ideas about salvation. The Bible says that there is no other way of salvation. Think about it. Why would God the Father send His Son Jesus to die such a horrible death on the cross if there were any other way for you to enter heaven? The Son had to become a man, and death had to be overcome. This was the only way, and believing in God's plan is the only way of salvation. There is no person besides Jesus who can save. Acts 4, verse 12. Jesus Himself put it very bluntly. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, 6. There's no ambiguity there. No one becomes a member of God's forever family except through what Jesus has done. You don't add the gospel to other beliefs. It is exclusive. Believing the gospel means turning away from other beliefs. That's one aspect of what the Bible calls repentance. There are others, but they're best addressed in the next part of our conversation. And that's the end of this section of What Does God Want? By Mike Heiser, from Chapter 7, entitled, Are There Other Ways to Be Saved? So I hope you'll go ahead and check out the links in the show notes, as I always ask you to, for all of Mike's books, his Naked Bible podcast, his Awakening School of Theology, as well as Steve Wiggins' Groundworks Ministries at groundworksministries.com. And, of course, the Burning Bush Podcast merchandise store, which I've just started up not too long ago, for all your Burning Bush merchandise, t-shirts, cups, mugs, face masks, stickers, magnets, all that good stuff. So if you feel so inclined, go ahead and take a look at that, see if there's anything you'd like to pick up and help out the show, and let other people know about it. So I hope everybody has a good week ahead, and you'll stop by next week and join me for the podcast again. Until then, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.